Breezy 101, it's Shout by the Isley Brothers, our Friday tradition here on The Breakfast Show. And we do have a lot of reason to shout today and this weekend because we are going to be crowning a new Mississippi Songwriter of the Year starting, some events start tonight, but the big event's tomorrow night. And to tell us all about it is the boss, Melissa Boswell Townsend. Melissa, thanks for taking time out of your very busy day, which I know is starting today. It's going to be very, very busy. Thanks for stopping by and talking to us about Mississippi Songwriter. So it's here.
Absolutely. We have been working. Of course, you know, this is a project that takes us about 4 months.
Starting February.
Yep. And so we're ready. We are ready to crown a new Mississippi Songwriter of the Year. This year, if you have gone to mssongwriteroftheyear.com and listened to the snippets of the songwriters, you will see that is a very eclectic group. Usually we have a lot of country entries. I think maybe two-ish might be country.
I'd say, yeah, maybe two or three. And then you got some blues, some R&B. Yeah, you got a little bit of everything.
A lot of AC.
Yeah.
Really, really great stuff. People are coming from literally all over our state. And we have a new judge this year. Super excited about that. George Cumbus, he is the president of the Mississippi Songwriters Alliance. He is going to be new to our judges panel.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun time, and, you know, kind of kicking off this evening with the mixer for the songwriters can kind of come out and meet and mingle.
Yeah, so we are having a songwriter mixer tonight at DC Guitar, downtown Meridian, and Weidman's, if anybody's ever familiar about the oldest restaurant in Mississippi.
It's good food.
Good food. They are catering it for us, and so if you're in Meridian, There's a lot of people from Kosciuszko coming. We're staying at the brand new 3-foot Marriott. Great spot. We can walk to our mixer tonight. We're going to have entertainment. Dan Confate of DC Guitar is going to be our entertainment. And then tomorrow, everything starts off about 5:30. The gates open at the Max. We'll have food truck vendors. Brandon Green, our Mississippi Songwriter of the Year last year, is going to entertain for us. And then the show will start at 7. And then we don't stop partying just because the show ends. We have an after party.
Oh, yeah, we do.
At the Brick House Boutique, which is across the street from the Max. And so Wayward Jones is going to be performing then. So you're talking about a full weekend of nothing but fun, music, and just Boswell Media, all of us will be there.
Yep.
So,
gonna be fun.
Worth the drive to Meridian for sure.
Yeah, and I've been telling folks to get there early and go through the Max if they've never done that, right?
Oh, most definitely. The Max is an amazing $65 million complex sitting downtown right off the main drag there on Front Street. If you've never seen it, Google it, look it up. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and as someone like, you know, Kel, my buddy Kel, you know, back in when he lived here, he would always ask me about Breck, who's this famous person from Mississippi? And I fancy myself knowing a lot of them. And even when I went in there, I'm like, man, I didn't know some of these people were from that we had this much arts and culture that came from the state. So it's surprising even to me.
I think they feature over 300 Mississippi, you know, actors, actresses, writers, photographers, poets, the whole nine.
Itala County representative by Oprah and L.V. Hull.
L.V. Hull, yeah.
Yeah, she's down there as well. So, yeah, it's a cool spot. And it's different.
I'm trying to think of Charlie Musselwhite's in the Max.
He might be, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, like, you know, somebody that you end up forgetting, you know, that who all might be there. So you can make time to go through the Max and then just start, you know, get ready to hang out with us and be there
It's going to be in the courtyard. Yes, it's outside, but it's covered with a they have a kind of a fan cooling system going on, so we should be comfortable.
Yeah, no, I think so. Definitely take that over the monsoon that we had
last year.
Where we had to move it inside last minute.
Yes,
so, yeah, it's gonna be fun. But that's all happening, kicking off tonight in Meridian with the mixer, and then tomorrow night we're gonna be crowning someone new Mississippi Songwriter of the Year, presented by Prairie Farms. And if you want tickets or anything else, go to mssongwriteroftheyear.com. Melissa, thanks for being on. We know
you're
probably about to have to get on the road and start getting things going.
I do.
So, all right. Thanks for being
on.